Hey guys, welcome to Learn Roslyn Now. Today we're going to take a look at the ad hoc workspace. So the ad hoc workspace is kind of like a quick and dirty workspace. In previous videos, we looked at the MS Build workspace and the Visual Studio workspace, and we found that there's quite a bit of ceremony to getting those workspaces up and running. By contrast, the ad hoc workspace, we can create one of these with little more than, a new. We just new it up, we've got access to it, and we can sort of start to play around and see that there's some things in here for convenience when building a workspace from scratch. For example, we've got these add methods at the top here, add document, add project, and add solution. And normally when we would be interacting with workspaces is we'd have to use the try apply changes method to apply new solutions to the old workspace. But these convenience methods make it really easy to just add documents and add projects. And we'll go ahead and we'll try and create sort of a solution, a project, and a document with some text inside of that project. So what we'll do here is we'll just start by seeing what each method needs. So we'll do add solution. And we'll see that, okay, so we're going to need some kind of solution info object. So what we'll do is we'll create that solution info object beforehand. And these methods, you don't new them up. What you do is you use these static methods that exist on the type itself or on the class itself that allow you to create them. So we'll go solution info.create. Inside of here, we're going to need an ID. So we're going to do solution ID dot create new ID. We need a version stamp. So we're going to go version stamp, and we could create a new one or we could use the default. I think I'll just use the default for making this easy. And then there was a few other options there. I'll just mention them. We could create a file path. So somewhere maybe to save this. I don't think it actually lets you save it in the long run, but maybe your analyzers or your third-party tool will look at this file path at some point, so you might want to set this here if that's important to you. And we could also pass in a collection of projects here if we were interested in doing that. But for us, this should be good enough. We'll go ahead and pass in our solution info back to this method here. And it should run. So now we've added this solution to our mutable workspace. And you notice that I didn't have to accept the result like this. I didn't have to accept this result out and apply it back to the workspace. It just sort of happened. So it's immutable. Internally, it's updating the workspace and making sure everything's there. So the next thing we'll do is we will add a project. So we'll do ad hoc.add project. And it looks like there's two overloads here. One, we could just pass in a name for the project and the programming language, either I think it's BASIC or VB, and then the option is C# for the C# languages. Sometimes these can be kind of a pain to figure out because they're just strings, so you have to pass in the right string. It could be like C# with a capital S, or it could be a C# with the hash sign here. I'm not sure which one it is, and I guess we'll find out as we go through. But that's the simple way, just passing in the name and language, but you can also do what we did with solution info and instead pass in a project info, and that's what we'll take a look at here. So var project info is equal to project info dot create, once again using the static method to create this object. And you'll see there's a lot more customizable options here. We've got options to customize compilation. We could play with the metadata references, add references to other projects, all that sort of stuff right at this point. But what we'll do is we'll just keep it simple. We'll pass in what it needs us to pass in. So it looks like it needs a project ID, and we'll do create new ID, pretty much the same as above the solution ID. It's going to need a version stamp. We'll just use the same version stamp. Then it's going to need a name. We'll just call it test project, and an assembly name. So, if you were to emit to disk, what would the name of that DLL be? And for our sake, we'll just keep it the same. Most projects tend to be using the same name anyways. And now once again, we're going to need language. So I'll try using C Sharp. This is what it is in Visual Studio Extension. So that's what I'm familiar with. We'll see if it gives me an error here. No, it seems to like that. Okay, great. So we've got a project info, and we will apply this to our solution. So ad hoc dot add project, project info. And it should add our project, but it looks like there's an exception here. And it says the language C sharp is not supported. So it lied to us earlier. That's not the right language to use. Maybe we'll try this one. Yeah, so I was wrong with my first guess. And it looks like we just need to pass in C sharp spilled this way. I don't know what the basic equivalent is, but you could just play around with it. It's probably either VB or basic or something, or maybe Visual Basic. But now that we've got our project, we can go ahead and add our document. So we'll go ad hoc.add document, and we're going to need a document info. And it looks like there is one other overload. So we could just pass in a project ID, a name, and then the text of our document, and it's in this source text format, or we could do document info. Well, we've been using these info methods so far, and they haven't been too hard, so we'll just try again. Is equal to probably document info, oops, dot create, I'm guessing. Yep. And it's going to need an ID. So we'll do document ID dot create name. I guess we'll call it test document dot CS for C sharp. And there's options for folders, source code kind. I'm guessing source code kind. Let's take a look at that actually. That's probably related to if it's a script or not. Yeah, so you could either have a regular document, or if you wanted to make those CSX or VBX, those scriptable files. I haven't played around with those very much at all, but it looks like you would be able to define that here. Although it would probably change the way the parsing logic works in C#, because now you can have statements at the top level, not inside a class or a method. That's probably what that's doing. And then it looks like there was a text loader. I actually have no idea what that is. I don't know if I'm going to be able to figure that out in like 10 seconds here, but we'll play around with it real quick. A class that represents access to source text and its version from a storage location. So maybe this is way to load from maybe file or network or something else. You know, you could maybe make one that loads from GitHub. I have no idea. I've never played around with that at all. And then file path, that's pretty straightforward, is generated. So it looks like you have the option to say whether or not this is an automatically generated, like a tool-generated file. And then other pieces of Visual Studio can maybe respond to that. But we'll just use the core methods here. Doesn't look like it liked our create new ID. Maybe I missed something. So we have to pass in a project ID. Let's try project info dot project info dot ID. Was there one yet? And a debug name. It's optional, so we're just going to ignore it. But now we've got our document info. We can add our document info to our file. And now we've got an empty document there. That's not that interesting. So maybe what I will do is I'll add another document that has a project ID. So we'll just get the project ID. Where did we get that? Project info.id. And then a name, test document 2.cs. And then we're going to need some source text. So in order to get this source text, we'll try using what we were doing before, where we go source text is equal to source text, no, capital S, please, dot, what to bring in a using, dot from. So it's not create, I guess in this case it's from. And it looks like you could just pass in, like, this is some C# text that will not compile. And we can customize things like the encoding, an optional checksum algorithm. I'm not sure who checks that. And then some other options about, you know, if you wanted to load it from a byte stream, you know, a byte array or a stream, you could do it that way too. But this is the easiest way, so this is what we're going to do. And we're just going to pass in source text. And now it looks like we've got our document. So let's double check that everything came through. Yep, we've got our text there. And we'll do that just by going ad hoc dot currentSolution.projects.single, because we only added one, so I hope there's only one. And then documents, and let's just do like a for each doc in documents over top of this collection here. And we've got our first document here. It's got nothing that interesting. Test document CS. We've got our second document here, but we can't see its text. So let's get it. Our text is equal doc dot get text async. We'll force it with result, doing something we're not probably supposed to do. But in this case, it looks like, yeah, we got our C# text out of it. You know, it's not going to compile or do anything. And in our first case, it's probably just like an empty string, yeah, size 0. So nothing too surprising, I hope, in this video. This is just kind of a quick introduction to this workspace. It's really not that tough to get a handle on once you understand where to look for the create methods on each one of these types and how you can customize these things. But there you go. You can use this in your tests. You can use this to test out your tools and make sure things work correctly, and that's what we do all the time with this. So thanks for watching. Hope you liked the video, and leave some comments in the comments below if you have any suggested topics for us to cover. Thanks.